No. I don't, I mean, I if someone comes to me who we've had on the show or a private client and says, you gave me the wrong advice, I bought the wrong house, I lost money, yes, then I would feel hugely guilty and hugely responsible. But in terms of what some people's personal loss, no, I don't, because the message that I've been doing for a long, long time is long-term. I mean, in the show, there's this sort of, it's almost become a cliche. We sit down with a young couple and I go, so, what are your plans, family plans? And Phil goes, oh my God. You can't ask these people whether they're going to have a baby or not. And I turn to him and say, but they're buying a house. If they haven't discussed when they want to have kids and whether they plan on getting married, why on earth are they buying a house together? And that, funnily enough, is when people ask me that question, do I feel guilty and do I feel responsible? I probably should have been even more strident in saying to people, because I have said it a lot, and said it till I'm blue in the face, don't even think about buying a house until you've had those discussions about your future, where you want to go, what you're thinking of doing. And the idea of a young couple just saying, let's go and buy a house, without them. I mean, we have been in situations on the show where she said to me, not for 5 years, and he said to me, I'm hoping for next spring. And I've sent them packing. I've just said, go and have that conversation before you do any more house hunting. And we went to see a house in Hampshire yesterday, and the contributors really liked it. And I was talking to the agent, and he said, oh, someone's made an offer, but they haven't seen their mortgage advisor yet. So we're not taking the offer very seriously. And I just thought, Jesus wept. What have I been doing for the last 10 years? That I've done all this, I made this television show, and there are still people out there who go and house hunt prior to having a conversation with their mortgage advisor. If I'm responsible, it's because I didn't, you know, stand higher and shout louder that this is a serious process and there's a thing. And I wrote a book about it, How to Buy a House, saying, this is what you must do. Do not even think about going out there until you have calculated your finances. And the thing I've always said is, when you calculate your mortgage, think about interest rates going up by between 2 and 3%. I never said think about interest rates coming down by 5%.
So, I'm a first-time buyer.
Yeah.
What do I do?
You go and see your mortgage company.
Now? No, but in terms of getting... Do I buy now? Do I wait?
Oh. It totally depends on your personal circumstances to do with finance, your level of deposit, your employment prospects, where you want to buy, what you want to buy, how you see your life progressing, if you're a first-time buyer of 21 or a first-time buyer of 31, if you're a first-time buyer with a committed partner. What you have to bear in mind is that prices could drop further. There are two camps at the moment. There's the dead cat bounce people who think that some of the perkiness we found January, February is a dead cat bounce. Or there are the people who believe that the appalling lack of supply that we have in this country, with less house buildings than any time since the First World War, and the fact that the population has gone up by 5 million in the last 15 years and is continuing to do so, means that regardless of the fact that unemployment has gone over 2 million for the first time in 12 years, etc., etc., that the market is controlled by supply and demand, and as soon as there's any liquidity in the mortgage markets, it will be like a starting pistol and you could get killed in the rush. I am a conservative member of the latter camp,